we made what they call spruce gear, kind of like potato gear. I don't know if you know anything about that, but people used to make potato gear, take peelings and the parts of potato and let it sour,
yes, ma'am.
Have it sweetened, and it made good gear. But my mama used to make spruce gear, and she'd make it out of, she had some seed, you know, like they call California deer seed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she'd have some seed in there, and she'd put some syrup in there every meal, or time we'd, she'd draw out deer. Well, she'd put more sweetening in, more syrup in. And it was real good in cold weather. But when the weather get warm, it wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Now that was when I was growing up. Well, I never did make it, but she did.
I see. Well, what they call that stuff maybe that was, you know, that was kind of been cheaply made or something like that, or illegally made, or did you have different names for that?
Yeah. I can't say it now.
Moonshine?
Well, it was moonshine, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can't hold a regular name of it.
White lightning, or?
Well, some call it white lightning. Shinny. That was it. That's what I was trying to say. Shinny.
They call it shinny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ever hear the name of the place where maybe they leave a drop of moonshine or any place like that? You know, they stick a $20 bill down a hollow tree stump?
No, I don't really hear that.
Okay. Alright. Blind Tiger? You ever heard that?
No, I don't really hear that.
Now, if something's cooking, it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you might say. Somebody just, what, it just...
Just wonderful. Just tastes just wonderful.
Yeah.
Real good.
Okay. And you wanted them to smell it, you might say, just
smell it, but it's just so good.
Just smell it.
So good.
Okay, all right. Now, you were talking about syrup earlier. You call that what?
Well, we call it syrup. You could make molasses out of it, but that's when you drip, what you drip out of that brown sugar is the molasses.
Molasses are thick.
Well, no, it's darker than the syrup. Because it's in there, drip it out of that sugar. You know, the sugar in the bottom of the barrel, and when you drip that, well, that drippings that come out of that sugar is molasses.
I
see. Don't taste just like the syrup.
I see. But, what's the difference between syrup and molasses?
Well, that's the difference. The syrup, you know, that's just more boiled and put in the barrel,
uh-huh.
and you eat it like that. But where it's dripped out of the sugar, when it makes sugar, well, then what you drip out of that sugar, well, it's molasses. It's just a little darker than the syrup. It don't taste just like it.
Or molasses?
Because you make gingerbread. We make gingerbread out of molasses.
I see. Or molasses is thicker than syrup?
Well, no, it ain't any thicker. It's just a little darker. It tastes a little bit different.
I see. So molasses is thicker?
Well, no, I don't think it's
It's darker, black.
Darker, yeah. It's a little darker.
Okay. Now, if something is an imitation, you say it's like imitation maple syrup, you say it's...
Well, I don't know about that.
Gin, something's not imitation, it's gin.
Well, I just call it imitation, I reckon. That's the only thing I'd know to call it.
If something's not imitation, you say it's gin.
It isn't imitation, it's just pure, real stuff.
Pure or gin?
Yeah.
Genuine. You say gin?
Genuine.
Genuine, okay. All right.